Hello and welcome to Real News on this early Saturday morning. I want to talk about the new COVID-19, what they're calling, I guess I'm pronouncing it right, Omicron variant. Well, here we go, folks. Anybody that's followed me for the last few years on my Ocala Conspiracy Forum group on Facebook knows that I've been telling people that when COVID did hit in early 2020, I told everyone there is going to be no end to the 15 days to slow the spread. I told everyone that this is going to continue and they're going to milk this as long as they can. And here we go, folks. I am currently looking at something that I saw on NBC where the first thing that the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has said is it's coming. And she's declaring New York, she has declared New York a state of emergency ahead of potential COVID-19 spikes this winter, due to the already circulating Delta and newly identified Omicron variants of coronavirus. The declaration goes into effect on December 3rd. It will allow the state to acquire pandemic fighting supplies, increase hospital capacity, and fight potential staffing shortages. They're already in panic mode. And I'm telling you, you can take it with a grain of salt or whatever. This is really not about a virus. They do not care about your health. Okay? This is about an agenda. And that agenda is control. And that's the way it is. Okay? Anyway, this would allow, this declaration of a state of emergency would allow the state health department to limit non-essential and non-urgent procedures at hospitals. Now think of that. That's what they say that's non-essential and non-urgent. Do you know how many lives are going to be lost? And the governor went on to continue. She said, "We continue to see warning signs of spikes this upcoming winter." We're not seeing upcoming spikes. You need to, anybody listening to me that doesn't believe me, you need to just search for yourself. The month of October in itself has seen the least deaths from the coronavirus since this thing started. Okay? We are getting something like 300 to 400 deaths a day. That's it, compared to thousands we were getting a year ago. So for her to say we continue to see warning signs of spikes this upcoming winter, what warning signs? To me, this is careless and reckless. And they're doing this because they want you in fear. Think about what the news produces today. They want you scared. They want you in fear. They want you living on the edge. And I don't know about you, I refuse and I reject all of it. I will not live my life in any kind of fear. Okay. So, this governor from New York goes on to say, the move comes hours after the governor said her office was closely monitoring the new variant. Well, how closely? She can't tell you any more than the CDC already told you. You see where I'm going with this? This is how they write this stuff up. So, according to the World Health Organization, the variant contains around 50 concerning mutations from the original SARS-CoV-2 virus that appeared in China in 2019, including more than 10 to the spike protein that allows the virus to access human cells. On Friday, the World Health Organization named the new strain and labeled it a variant of concern. But but it remains whether it will take a foothold globally. So they don't even know. Okay? They don't even know. And here's my point. We don't know what this virus is going to do. I would rather them say, look, we don't know. You see what I'm saying? Just tell us the truth. We don't know. Because, you know, first they tell you to take, remember in the beginning, they said, well, once we get the vaccine, this is going to be over. Well, why is it that, okay, if the vaccine works 100%, if you listen to Dr. Fauci or Joe Biden, when they talk about the vaccine, they make it sound like you just get the vaccine and you're going to be fine. No, you're not going to be fine. You don't know that. Here's my point. Here is the truth, folks. Me and my friend, I can go and get the vaccine right now and take it and have a massive reaction to it. I could hemorrhage and I can die. That's a fact. Then my friend that went with me to have the vaccine, he may get it and be absolutely fine. Do you see my point? And if you don't believe me, Google what I'm telling you. It's all across the country. And why is it that children are having heart issues now? This isn't a conspiracy, folks. People say, oh, show me the link. Do you have a phone in your pocket? Look it up for yourself. Look it up. Type in certain keywords on Facebook. Try it, and you'll see cases all over this country where moms and fathers have talked about their kids that had a vaccine, a COVID vaccine, and now they have a heart issue for the rest of their life. Let me say that again. The rest of their life. What about the people that had brain hemorrhages from the COVID vaccine? What about the people that had pulmonary embolism, blood clotting? That's what that means for the ones that don't know. What about the people that had that? What about the people that are having neurological problems from this vaccine? These are all the facts. I'm not saying that the vaccine, if it works, if you get it and you don't have all these problems, that it's not helping. My point is, I'm not going to take that risk. See my point? I've had friends that have taken the vaccine. They've had no problems. I also know somebody in New Jersey where I grew up that took the vaccine and they're no longer here now. They're dead. They fucking died from this COVID vaccine. And that's a fact. Okay? This is not some conspiracy. So that's my issue. But anyway, going back to this, you know, they told you to wear a mask. Then they told you to maybe wear two masks. You know what I mean? And then you had people wearing two masks and then walking around with a shield. I mean, fuck. I've seen people last summer jogging with a mask on with nobody around them. Please tell me how this makes sense. Please. I want you to tell me. Because guess what? It doesn't make sense. And we know it. So what are we going to do? What do they want to do now? Do they want to start shutting down businesses? I don't know what's coming. But I do know this. This is what they're pushing. And this is from the governor from New York. In her release Friday. And here we go, folks, with the push in the vaccine. Hochul again urged New Yorkers to get the jab, noting that just under 10% of adults in the state hadn't gotten at least one shot. And this is what she said. The vaccine remains one of our greatest weapons in fighting the pandemic. And I encourage every New Yorker to get vaccinated and to get the booster if you're fully vaccinated. Really? What about the husband and the wife? In this country, you have probably thousands of people that are husband and wife. What about a husband and wife that went and got the vaccine together and the wife is no longer alive from the vaccine? or the husband's no longer alive from the vaccine. See my point? Also, my point is you can't sue the manufacturer. You can't sue Moderna or any of the other manufacturers if one of your relatives die from the vaccine. They'll just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well. You see where I'm going with this, folks? Life is very precious. And you need to think about what I'm telling you. You know, if you want to get the vaccine, then that's on you. I choose not to get the vaccine. And you know what, people? I'm immune compromised. That's right. Anybody that's followed me knows. I'm a stage 4 cancer survivor. I've got breathing issues that you have no idea the amount of medication I take. But guess what? I'll tell you what I do take every day. I take a multivitamin. I take vitamin C. I take magnesium, vitamin D, folic acid, potassium. I take all of those vitamins, and I've been taking that stuff, including zinc, for the last year and a half. And look up everything I just mentioned, all those vitamins, and do some research, people. I'm not saying that's a cure-all. I'm telling you what I did for me. Because the fact of the matter is, they push these vaccines. Here's my issue with the vaccine, okay? I just want people in the medical community to just tell the truth. I feel like every physician, here's my problem. When your doctor mentions the vaccine, they just tell you one side of it. They just tell you the pros. They don't tell you the cons. In other words, my doctor told me, you know, hey, you need to take the vaccine. And I said, no, I'm not taking the vaccine. And my issue is this. I would love any doctor to just say, you know what? I recommend you take the vaccine, but I want you to know that you may be fine when you take the vaccine, but on the other hand, it's a possibility you can have a debilitating effect, that this can affect your life, or this vaccine could even kill you. I would love a doctor to just say, you know what? You may take it and be fine, and you may take the vaccine and fucking die. I would have more respect for a doctor that just came right out, looked me in the eye, and told me that to my face. Because guess what? That is the truth, folks. That is the truth. Whether or not you like what I'm saying or you don't. Whether or not you're for vaccines or you're against it. Because if you're 100% for vaccines, you're not going to like what I'm saying right now. And I don't care, because I am here to tell you the truth. You may take the vaccine and be fine. A relative of yours in Montana or California may take it and die, or have a heart issue for the rest of her life. I'm just telling you the way it is, folks, because that's the kind of a person I am. You can take that with any way you want. I have some good friends of mine that decided to get the vaccine. At first they were against it, but over this past summer we had a lot of deaths in Florida from this and across the country, and they decided to get it. But that's on them. They can do that. But guess what, folks? I've been one heartbeat away from death. I told you my story. I've been resuscitated. I'm a stage 4 cancer survivor. You know how grateful I am to be here? Do you know how thankful I am to be able to talk to you? Okay? By all indications, I shouldn't have made it in 2013. I should have died. It's very rare that I came back from stage 4 cancer. Anybody that follows me on Facebook, you can see my pictures from the past. I was skin and bones, 159 pounds on a 6'2" frame. You know what that looks like? I lost all my hair. I suffered. I had seizures. I have PTSD and trauma, psychological trauma from what I went through. You know how many times, I think I, you, heard me talk about April 2020 last year. I had a breathing episode. My inhaler didn't work. None of my nebulizers worked. And when the emergency personnel arrived at my house, I was unconscious on the floor. I was incubated, and I almost passed away then. Nope, it wasn't from COVID. It's because of my breathing issues that I have. I fight a never-ending battle, and I've got to watch myself very closely. And think about where I'm at. Even with me being immune compromised, I've been so close to death. I don't want any more problems. You see where I'm going with this? I'm not going to push my luck. At least every year I'm in the hospital or being rushed to the hospital one or two times a year anyway. And like I said, I've been resuscitated two times. I've had seizures. In 2013, I almost died. I was on a feeding tube because of the cancer I had at one point. I don't need another health crisis. That's my point. So I refuse to get the vaccine because what if I end up having a heart issue on top of all the other issues I have? Or what if I fucking die? Can you imagine? Imagine being me, beating cancer, stage 4 cancer in 2013, and living all the way till now. And then finally, I'm like, you know what? You know, and finally I give in to peer pressure. Can you imagine? And I go to Publix and get the jab. And then you see an update from my sister or another relative of my family that I passed away. Can you imagine what a kick in the nuts that is? That I've fought all this time and then fucking got a vaccine and fucking died from a hemorrhage in the brain? Or have a permanent neurological disability or a fucking heart issue? So do you think I'm going to take it? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not. Anyway, just giving you a heads up about what's coming. More fear is coming to America. Declaration of emergency. Oh my God, we got to wear the mask again. You got to stay 6 feet away from each other. Oh my God. You know, what's next? They're going to put the arrows back in Publix where we got to walk a certain way. When is it going to end? You want to know when it ends? When we say no more. When we all stand up and say no more. I refuse to comply with this crap. And that's my talking point for this evening. What do you think? Are you going to take these booster shots? Have you gotten the vaccine for COVID? Let me know your thoughts. Do you think I'm full of shit? Do you think I'm spreading fear? Do you agree with me? Let me know at realnewsocala@gmail.com. I'm interested to hear what you got to say. Again, that is realnewsocala@gmail.com. That's my email. Let me know what you think. If you like this podcast, if you're listening for the first time and you like it, click that follow button, share it with your friends, let people know what's going on, and thank you for listening.